Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Okay, so we took some calls last week that they've quit. That's not something a manager who's quit would say and believe. And people might scoff at the idea of sign me up because I'm sure they didn't want to get signed up for this. They were thinking of playing do or die baseball after the regular season was over, not during the regular season. But you have to have that kind of attitude if you are AJ Hinch. The way that you know, some people are feeling, if you as a manager were feeling it's over, you would be out of a job and should be out of a job. But AJ's he's doing his best. I will say, I don't think he's void of accountability here. Like, it's his job to find the answer, and he hasn't found it yet.
Do you guys feel like that was he took a play out of Dan Campbell's playbook there, kind of getting his team riled up? Like last year, when the Lions went to play the Vikings, the final game of the year, they were both 14-2, right? Yep. And I remember Dan Campbell said, this is what you play for, basically. This is fairy tale stuff. Both teams 14-2, division, number one seed on the line, doesn't get any better than this. Now, if you ask them, hey, dude, you might win 14 games and not win the division, you'd be like, what? but how do you gather the troops, you know, right? How do you rally the troops? How do you get your team fired up? And you got to tell them, hey, man, this is what dreams are made of. This is, you get to play with everything on the line. He's not talking to us. And he's not talking to the fans. He's talking to his team. They got to get up.
I think I hear exactly what you're saying. And do I think he's taking a page out of Dan Campbell's book? I don't know if he said to himself, what would Dan Campbell do? But I think this is the approach that a leader should take. Because while you're still in it, while you still have a shot, you need to, A, sell that shot and manage to take advantage of that. Even if this feels like the greater storyline is, oh my God, what have they blown? Because even if they win the division, they put themselves behind the eight ball for the first round bye. And that's significant. They're two games behind now in that. And that may turn out to be insurmountable. Good God, one win would do so much good.
Who would you want to give an inspirational speech to the Tigers before the series begins tomorrow?
Who would I want? Are you talking about somebody like...
Well, because you mentioned that he sounded like Dan Campbell a little bit. Like, would you want Dan Campbell? Like, there were two things that came to mind. Because you mentioned Dan Campbell. Like, oh, my first thought was, can you get Dan Campbell to come down to the Tigers clubhouse and talk to them before the series against Cleveland?
I would want...
Forget about logistics.
So, what are the best pregame... Like, I would want great moments come from great opportunity. I want Kurt Russell from Miracle.
From Miracle?
Yeah. I want that speech.
But... I see what you're saying. I'm looking like Dan Campbell. The other one was because then you said you have to make the most of the moment. And I'm like, is that Eminem? Do you get Eminem to come into clubhouse?
I don't know.
As opposed to an actor reading, you know, talking about the line that he had from a movie.
It's a pretty good line.
It's a great line.
It's a great speech.
It's a good movie, yeah.
Can't believe Snake Plissken played Herb Brooks. But indeed, 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. Tim is in Rochester and next. Hello, Tim.
Jack Burton makes sense, though.
That's true.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, fellas. Happy Ryder Cup week.
There we go.
Not to talk baseball, because frankly, I don't follow it enough to have much of an opinion, but the Tigers got to be streakier than hell don't they?
Tim?
How many games did they come? Yeah.
Sorry, we lost you there for a sec. How many games what?
How many games did they come back from last year to get in the wild card? Wasn't that close?
I think it was like 8 or 9 when it was also, they made up an 8-game deficit on the wild card.
And then about to kick a 15 or 16, was it? But in either case, they got to be streakier than hell, and I'd be curious what your guys take on that.
Well, and Tim, I said at the beginning of the show, many you know lines and analysis could be used for a lot of teams in a similar situation. I think the one thing that's unique about the Tigers is large sample sizes of them looking like and playing like one of the best teams in baseball. And right now they're giving us a large sample size of literally looking like the worst team in baseball. And I don't know how many teams have both gears in them for such a long period of time.
Yeah, I mean, fair. Again, I don't watch enough, but it is interesting. Why I called, though, for tonight, and hopefully I'm not raking leaves to start the third quarter as I was the last time we were in Baltimore, but I feel like Brian Branch has got to play a big role as he did last week. I think you guys had said, you know, try to keep Lamar and maybe into one phase, even though he can beat you with his arm. My question would be, what would you guys be willing to, and I know it's with Hutch and everything else, it's hard to say, but
what would you be willing to
pay the guy? Because I think he's a future
pay Branch? I'd pay Branch, I mean, not whatever he wants. The problem is it's hard to sink that much money into the safety position.
Why?
Because you want to spread it around and have a complete team. I can't imagine letting this guy walk. I hope that they can get a deal done sooner to save a little money. And they, when you're doing this, when you're signing so many big contracts, you better be able to draft. Good thing is Brad Holmes has proven to be pretty adept at that.
I don't think they signed Kirby Joseph so that they could not sign Brian Branch. So I do think they're going to sign Brian Branch for money. I think that the whole idea of having the other edge rusher, that's probably more appropriate to say that you can't do that at that position, because you're talking about $90 million tied up to two players conservatively, if that's what you're going to do.
Yeah, and they haven't signed even the one they have
right.
yet,
so they,
we don't
they,
know what
they
his
will.
Price tag is.
They will sign the one, and that one is going to cost probably $45, $50 million.
Yeah.
That should not stop them from signing Brian Branch, who is maybe equally as important, if not more important, than Hutchinson. But what that may end up doing is saying that they're not going to be able to sign Jack Campbell to a bigger contract, to a big-time contract. Jack Campbell will get a nice offer from the Lions, I imagine, but I don't think he's going to get like $30 million. He's playing linebacker, and linebackers just don't get paid.
248-539-9797, D in Detroit. Hello, D.
DK, Gator Kane, bro, I got a vent. I got a vent, and I got a vent, man. Check this out. The more I think about this collapse we're going through, the more it's eating me alive, man. So check this out. The best way I look at it to avoid further injury to myself on the inside, I'm like you, DK. These last 6 games, show me what y'all got, and then I'm a rip. Then I'm gonna go ham, bro, because like I said, we didn't gave up too much. We lost home field advantage. We done lost the first round bye. I mean, what more can you lose, bro? All due to choking, swinging at balls in the dirt. Come on, man, we better than this. So DK, like I said, bro, I don't know what to do, man. It's eating me alive. It's killing me. I believed in this team from start, and I just knew they was going to finish the season out strong. So, like I say, I don't want to go 6-0 these last 6 games. I know that's asking too much. It's 5-1. Can we go 5-1, fellas? Can we please go 5-1 and quiet the critics down on MLB, ESPN every night? You hear the same old crap. The Tigers are giving it away. The Tigers can't do nothing, bro. Help us out, fellas. 5-1.
Well, Dean, that would be spectacular. Look, there's something to be said for the streakiness of the sport. I can't believe how authentically good and how authentically bad this team has been over the course of the last, like, 12, 13 months of baseball. Can't believe it. They have hit both ends of the spectrum. Great and dreadful.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. We'll get some more Lions Ravens preview next here on Carson Anderson on 97.1. Hey, Mondays, well, there's usually nothing good to say about Mondays. Until today, the most anticipated matchup of this young pro football season is upon us, and Twin Peaks can't wait to host you for the party. That's right, the Kings of the North will have their hands full tonight as they travel to the East Coast for a preview of a possible championship match.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Watch out. All right, so Monday Night Football tonight, Lions-Ravens. Said we get to it because obviously the Tigers, it's not fun to talk about, but it is what's going on. People are venting about that. But we got a big football game tonight, right? I mean, this is one of the contenders in the AFC versus our Lions, which we certainly, most of Metro Detroit, I would assume, hopes they are contenders in the NFC. We mentioned this on Friday's show, whether or not playing on Monday Night Football matters out on the field. Because Adam Schefter had the stat that Lamar Jackson has played 9 games on Monday Night Football, and he's got 22 touchdowns to no picks. 22 passing touchdowns, no interceptions. And, you know, Cleveland has a pretty damn good defense. It was on display against Lamar and company for some of that game against Baltimore, and then all of the game yesterday against Green Bay. They were exceptionally good defensively. And they are really good at rallying 11 hats to the football. And, you know, Dan Campbell, I think, talked a little bit about that during last week. The effort has to be there defensively because, like, that one dimension, Baltimore's one dimension can be lethal. Between Lamar and Derrick Henry, two different styles of runners, but two guys that are incredibly difficult to bring down, they can beat you with their one dimension. Cleveland took it away, and so Lamar just shredded him through the air eventually. And, you know, they got guys are problematic there. But it's going to be intriguing to see how the Lions try and slow down the running game of Baltimore. And if they can't, how they overcome. Because I don't know that you can. I really don't. You can try all you want and you can hope that they make mistakes or try and bait them into mistakes or maybe a pass rush gets home on the blind side and he puts the ball in a dangerous place or you get a sack fumble or something like that. But I just kind of go into one of these games saying, all right, if they're capable of scoring, you know, like 50 every game, you hold them to 30 instead. But, you know, I'm not sure that there's a tried and true formula for slowing these two down. Unless you do have an elite defense and Cleveland might have that. And I don't think Detroit is at that level defensively.
Yeah, I don't think Cleveland's got an elite defense, but they do have some players for sure. Without question, they do. If I'm Kelvin Shepard and I'm looking to game plan against Baltimore, I am going to try to take away the run. Okay, if they shred us through the air, so be it. Yeah, I think you have to understand that's a strong possibility. But if you don't try to stop the run, then they control the game because they'll just run it right down the field. Either way, whether it's designed runs for Lamar Jackson or just straight ahead, you know, blunt force trauma with Derrick Henry. I want to stop that. And I think Mark Andrews is out for this. Or no, Mark Andrews is not. I'm sorry. Isaiah Likely is out. But they have some good receivers there that you have to pay attention. Zay Flowers, DeAndre Hopkins, and the aforementioned Mark Andrews, I should say. Mark Henry. They do present more than just a team that can run the football. And I do think Lamar can throw the football, despite some people not thinking he can throw the football. Lamar Jackson is a different quarterback in the regular season than he has been in the postseason. The postseason, that's where he's gotten his issues. But in the regular season, he's dynamite. I don't know why I have this such a strong feeling the Lions win this game. I think I fully believe the offense is going to be fine, because I don't think the Baltimore's defense is anywhere near as formidable as we've seen in the past. They've got good players on D, but I think the Lions can outscore them. The question is, can the Lions defense get a couple more stops? And I think they can. I think it helped them that they played against Caleb Williams last week, who's a quarterback that can certainly make plays with his feet, and they limited that out of him. Now, was that the scheme? The way they kept the pocket together and didn't let me get outside the pocket? Maybe. Whatever it was, it worked. Can that work tonight?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.